At the happy little home of Augie Doggie, today is Father's Day. In fact, as far as Augie is concerned, every day is Father's Day. For he thinks there's no father in the world like his dear old dad.
Oh, dear old dad. Oh, father of mine.
Yes, my favorite and only son. What is it?
Oh, paternal dad of mine. I just saw a sea serpent.
A sea serpent? What kind of a sea serpent? Oh, son of your father?
You know, a regular sea serpent. About 100 feet tall. Green, 2 heads. You know, ordinary everyday sea serpent.
Oh, exaggerating son of mine. It's time you and I had a little father and son type talk.
About what? Oh, paternalistic daddy of mine?
About a little habit that you're getting into.
Habit?
Right. Oh, offspring of mine, you've been telling fibs lately. And not only that, prevarications.
Prevera what you said, dear old dad?
Right. Augie, my number one son, little kids shouldn't tell fibberoonies. Don't you want to grow up to be George Washington, my son?
If it's all the same to you, dear sweet daddy-o, I'd rather be an astronaut.
But Augie, my heir, and sole tax exemption, you can't be anything until you learn to be honest. I gotta teach you a lesson, my son.
You mean punish your dear sweet innocent child?
No, Augie boy, I'm gonna show you what happens to little boys that tell fibs. I am gonna tell you the story of Pinocchio. Once upon a time, Augie, my boy, in a little fishing village by the sea, which was full of fish, there lived a poor old woodcarver named Geppetto. Now, Geppetto was sad and lonesome because, do you know why? He had no family.
Yeah, that must be terrible not to have a keen little boy like me, right, oh faithful father?
Right, my one and only son. Now, Geppetto knew he couldn't have a real son. So, being a woodcarver, he decided to make a wooden puppet so he could pretend he had a for real little boy. Geppetto found a perfect piece of wood and started whittling. First, he carved a perfectly round head. Then he carved a sturdy pair of legs, nice round arms, and a solid little body. But when old Geppetto got to the eyes, a fantastical thing happened. The eyes winked at Geppetto. At first, Geppetto thought it was just a fragment of his imaginary. But soon, as he carved the mouth, the puppet spoke.
Hi, dear old dad of mine,
said the little wooden puppet. Well, Geppetto looked all around the room to see who was talking to him. But he knew that puppets never talk. So again, Geppetto started carving the rest of the puppet.
Hey, careful with that knife, sir. It's got a point on it.
Well, this time, Geppetto saw the lips move. He knew that the wooden puppet had spoken to him.
My puppet, it speaks like a real little boy.
That's not all, sir. Watch this. I can run and jump. Can do most anything a real boy can do, sir.
But how could this miracle happen to an old woodcarver like Geppetto?
It was I who brought your wooden puppet to life, Geppetto.
But who are you?
I am the Blue Fairy. I can do anything.
But why did you do it?
Well, I try to reward everyone who deserves a reward. You've always been kind and good and honest, but lonely. So I brought this little puppet to life to make you happy.
Oh, indeed you have a making me happy, Blue Fairy. I always wanted a little boy, and at last I have one. I shall call him Pinocchio.
Pinocchio? That sounds like a perfect name for a puppet, Father.
Pinocchio, my son.
Well, Augie, my pride and joy, it looked like old Geppetto was gonna live happily ever after. But life is not that simple. Soon, the trouble started.
Pinocchio, my boy, it is winter, and time for you to start to school.
School? Father, I don't want to go to school. I'd rather stay home and play.
But Pinocchio, my son, you must go to school. You don't want to be a dropout before you start, do you?
But I can't go to school.
And why not, Pinocchio?
I don't have a book.
But my boy, you do have a book. Look, I bought it for you. See?
But, Dad, where did you get the money?
I sold my coat, son. It wasn't too hot for me anyway.
But, Father, you'll need your coat. You'll freeze in this cold weather.
Well, Loggy, my favorite son, when Pinocchio realizes his poor old father has made such a sacrifice just for him, he decided to be a good boy and go to school. So Pinocchio took the new book and headed for a schoolhouse. But on the way to school, Pinocchio saw a crowd in front of an exciting puppet show. Naturally, Pinocchio decided it would be more fun to watch a puppet show than to go to school. But he didn't have any money. All he had was his brand new spelling book. So he sold it for a few pennies and bought a ticket to the puppet show.
Hold it, Pinocchio. Not so fast.
Who said that?
I did.
Well, Pinocchio looked all around, but there was nobody near him at all. All he saw was a little cricket.
Did you speak to me, Cricket?
Who else?
But who are you, anyway?
I'm your conscience. You see, puppets don't have a conscience like real boys and girls, so I'm gonna try and keep you out of trouble.
Trouble? What kind of trouble, Cricket?
All kinds. Like right now, for instance. You shouldn't have sold your school book just to go to a puppet show. You want to be a dropout?
Well, no matter what you say, Cricket, I'd rather have fun than go to school.
Okay. I tried to warn you, but kids that drop out of school and play all day turn into donkeys. You'll see.
But Pinocchio didn't listen to his conscience. He went on in to watch the puppet show. Inside, Pinocchio was having a lot of fun watching the puppet show when all of a sudden the puppets on the stage noticed Pinocchio sitting in the balcony.
Hi there!
Yelled one of the puppets.
Since you're a puppet too, why don't you come up on the stage and join us?
Well, Pinocchio, who was a fun-loving puppet, leaped out of the balcony and onto the stage.
Come on, Pinocchio. Let's see if you can dance. Ready?
But the puppet master didn't like it when Pinocchio stopped the show.
All right! What is the meaning of this? What are you doing on my stage?
Oh, sir, I asked Pinocchio to join us.
You, Harlequin, you will pay for ruining my show. I will throw you into the fireplace.
No, sir, it wasn't his fault. I jumped up on the stage myself. If you must throw someone in the fire, throw me.
Well, that tough-talking old puppet master wasn't really so tough. When he found out that Pinocchio had sold his book to buy a ticket to the puppet show, he felt sorry for Pinocchio. And when he learned that Geppetto had sold his only coat to buy the book, he felt sorry for old Geppetto.
Pinocchio, your father is a good man and kind. Here, take these 5 gold pieces to Geppetto so he could buy himself a new coat.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll rush right home with this gold.
Well, Pinocchio put the 5 gold pieces in a bag and started toward home. But on the way, he met 2 sneaky characters, a conniving cat and a fibbing fox.
Welcome to Sneaky Land, friend. My name is Conniver, and this guy here is my business associate, Fibber Fox.
Hiya, pigeon.
My name is Pinocchio.
Well, Pinocchio, let's just dispense with formalities and get down to, like, business. What do you got in the bag?
Oh, I've got 5 pieces of gold. I'm taking it home to my father.
Ah, you hear that, Conniver? Pinocchio's a good kid, and a lucky kid, too.
Lucky?
Sure, Pinocchio. Like, this is your lucky day, see? You know how come? I will fill you in how come. Supposing, like, you didn't run into a couple of sweet guys like us. You know what? You would probably have the ill fortune to fall into the hands of despicable type of dishonest crooks who might, you know, like rob you.
You mean steal my gold?
No, lad, let's not get emotional. You're in good hands. Just give the gold to us and we'll guard it against any local gold snitchers.
But I've got to take this gold home to buy my father a coat. If I don't, he'll freeze.
Oh, yeah, well, we wouldn't want that to happen, now would we, Fibber?
Heavens, no. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. How would you like to double your money?
But how could I double my money?
Well, to be honest with you, lad, there's actually only one smart way to double your money, and that's to plant it.
Plant it?
Why not? You plant one apple, it comes up a tree full of apples. So my partner and I are going to show you how to grow a money tree.